The Lord is risen.
并且今天是活在我们心中。
And today he lives in our hearts.
成为我们的生命，成为我们的救主。
He has become our Lord and Savior.
我们感谢你，当我们一同来到你面前的时候，我们愿意把更多的感谢赞美归给你。
We thank you as we come before you. We just want to give you more of the thanksgiving and praises.
因为我们这些原来是无望的人，今天因着恩典缘故成为神的儿女。
Before we were helpless, but today because of your grace, we now become children of God.
成为属乎你的人。
We have become people that belong to you.
这样因着你的生命，今天仍然能够活在地上。
So that through your life today, we could still live on the earth.
愿意早晨你仍然再一次借着你的话来向我们说话。
This morning, once again, may you speak to us through your word.
让我们更多看见你的心意。
So that we could see more of your will.
那我们看见我们今天是怎样成为神的儿女。
So we could understand how we have become children of God.
那是你的生命进到我们里面。
That is when your life enters in us.
这生命有何等奇妙的改变在我们身上。
Oh, what a wonderful change this life has made in us.
那我们今天活着不再是自己，乃是基督活在我们里面。
So today it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
好叫一切都显明是主一切的作为。
So that everything will be made known that it is you who has done it.
因此我们也把这点时间恭敬交托在主的手中。
With reverence, we just place this period of time into your hands.
你帮助我们每一个人安静每一个人心。
Help us, Lord, and quiet each one of our hearts.
好叫你自己的旨意能够显在你的教会当中。
So that your will be revealed among your church.
我们感谢你这样替我们祷告。
We just thank you for hearing us.
靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 我们感谢主，早晨呢，我们和弟兄姊妹同来交通一个题目，什么是一个基督徒？
We thank our Lord this morning. We will come together and fellowship on one theme. That is what is called a Christian.
我想每次当我们有受浸聚会的时候呢，我总是在神面前寻求要交通一点比较基本。也是非常重要的一些的真理。
Every time we have a baptism, I always meditate before the Lord, seeking to fellowship on something that's fundamental, at the same time very important.
当我在那寻求的时候
，As I was seeking,
我就收到一个在奥克拉荷马一个州的一个美国教会寄给我一本的小册子。
I received a small booklet mailed to me from a church at the state of Oklahoma.
那是斯百克讲了一篇信息。
It's a message sermonized by Brother Austin Spark.
就短短一篇信息，那个题目很吸引我，就是什么是一个基督徒。
The title really caught my attention. It's titled "What is a Christian?"
这个教会呢，常常出版一些斯百克的一些信息的东西。
And this church often publishes the messages of Brother Spark.
我偶尔会收到他们一些书籍。
So every now and then I will receive some booklets or books from them.
所以当我读完这一篇信息以后呢，我里面就感觉说这是主要交通的一个题目。
Now after I finished reading this message, in my heart I realized this is the very thing that the Lord wanted me to fellowship on with you.
就是什么是一个基督徒。
Now what is a Christian?
因为基督徒这个名词对我们信主的人来说非常熟悉。
The name of a Christian is so familiar to all of us who believe in the Lord.
甚至对许多不信主的人来说也是非常熟悉的一个名词。
Even to non-believers, it is also familiar.
并且每一个人也能够好像稍微知道说怎样的人是一个基督徒。
And everyone seems to know what kind of people are Christians.
或是说在他们身上定了一些条件，或说认为他们应该是怎样生活，他们就是被称为基督徒。
Or people have set up certain conditions as to how people should meet, claiming themselves as Christians.
这是我们许多人的一种观念。
And this is just the most common notions we have.
但是当我们回到新约来看基督徒这个词的时候
But when we come to a New Testament, as we consider the term a Christian,
到底起初圣经是怎样使用基督徒这个词
Now exactly how the Bible started from the very beginning to use the term a Christian.
所以早晨我们从圣经来看看到底起初圣经用这样基督徒的时候是什么的意思。
Therefore, this morning, let's consider, according to the Bible, when it was first used, what does the term mean?
我们知道起初圣经用基督徒的时候是非常严谨的。
We know when the Bible started using the term a Christian, it's being used in a very strict sense.
当 司提凡信道的时候，耶路撒冷的教会那些门徒们受了很大的逼迫。
When Stephen was martyred, all the brethren at Jerusalem were suffering great tribulation.
所以门徒们他们就分散到各地去。
Therefore, disciples were scattered abroad.
他们分散到各地去的时候，他们就一边他们传扬主耶稣基督，为主做见证。
As they went to different places, they proclaimed Christ and bearing witness of Him.
那就有一班人，他们来到安提阿那个地方。
So a group of them came to Antioch.
当保罗得救以后呢，巴拉巴也带着保罗来到安提阿，在那里。
And after Paul was saved, Barnabas also came.To that place and bring Paul along with him.
门徒他们在那里聚会，一段时间，然后圣经就告诉我们说，门徒被称为基督徒是从安提阿起手的。
After disciples assembled there for quite a while, then the Bible teaches that it is starting from here disciples were called Christians.
为什么在安提阿那里的门徒开始圣灵开始，在那里见证他们是基督徒呢？
Why is it the Holy Spirit testified that all the disciples at Antioch were Christians?
因为当门徒他们在那里聚会的时候呢，外邦人看这一班人，他们生活方式和人有很大不同。
Because as disciples met there, all the Gentiles looking at them, they felt that this group of people was so different.
他们是在那里传基督。
They were proclaiming Christ.
他们是一般信靠相信基督的人。
They were those who believed in Christ.
他们是那一班跟随基督的人。
And those were the same people who followed Christ.
所以那些人呢，就称他们是基督徒。
Therefore, those people call them Christians.
那我们知道，当初称他们是基督徒是一种轻视的一个口气。
Actually, when they were first called Christians, they addressed them in such a despising tone.
在嘲笑这一班门徒们。
They were actually laughing at these disciples.
因为他们在那里不仅是相信基督，他们是一般跟随基督的人。
Not only did they believe in Christ, but they also followed him.
所以就称他们是基督徒。基督徒有人把它翻作基督人。
Therefore, they were addressed as Christians. Christians are those are people who follow Christ.
为什么人是称他们是基督人呢？
Then why they were called Christians?
这一句话对他们来说是一个羞辱。
This term actually serves as shame.
就像今天有一些人，他信耶稣以后
，Just as today, some people after they believe in Christ,
他非常热爱耶稣。
They love the Lord so dearly.
他看到人就是讲耶稣。
Whenever he sees a person, he just talks about Jesus.
他开口闭口就是耶稣。
He talked about Jesus nonstop.
甚至叫人觉得受不了。
So to the point that people couldn't stand him.
所以有人就叫他说这是一个耶稣迷。
So the people would call him that it's a Jesus fanatic.
所以耶稣迷不是在恭维这个人。
So the term is not complimenting the person.
而是在嘲笑轻看这个人。
Actually, the term is deriding, despising this one.
这个人信耶稣信到一个地步好像撒罗米。
They're saying this person has believed in Jesus to such a point has become a fanatic.
So, 就给他名字叫耶稣迷。
Therefore, they called him a Jesus fanatic.
So, 若是看到这个人来，所以就说耶稣迷来，耶稣迷来了。
So when they see this person coming, they would say, "Oh, here comes the Jesus fanatic."
所以当初圣经使用这个基督徒的时候，也是这样的情形。
So in a like manner, this is how the term a Christian is first addressed.
因为这些人，他们整个生活和他们不一样。
Because these people so lived so differently from the rest.
他们说的、谈的都是基督，都是基督。
What they said, what they talk about was simply Jesus.
所以人就用这种基督徒这个名词来羞辱他们。
Therefore, people use this term a Christian to put them to shame.
这是当初圣经使用这个基督徒的一个原因。
And this is the reason why the Bible used the term Christian.
当然，就今天来说，我们用基督徒是一个比较广泛的一个意思。
Of course, today, we use the term a Christian in a more generic sense.
只要相信耶稣的人就被称为一个基督徒。
That is, whoever believes in Jesus is called a Christian.
但是我们知道，当初或是圣，我们都是从圣经里面来看，当初基督徒不是单单是这样的用法而已。
But at the very beginning, from the biblical view, a Christian is not so used.
所以，愿意从圣经里面我们来看到底怎样是一个基督徒，什么是一个基督徒。
So let's consider what's a Christian based on Bible.
我们想要先从反面来看。
We would first like to review this term.
一个人成为了基督徒，不是因着他接受了一个新的宗教。
A person becomes a Christian not because he has received a religion.
就像我们常常听到有人说，我从前是信佛教的，我从前是信回教的。
We used to hear people say, I was Buddhist or I was Muslim before.
或是我从前是信天主教。
Or I was a Catholic before.
而现在我信了基督教。
But now I believe in Christianity.
所以我就成为一个基督徒。
Therefore, I become a Christian.
我们知道成为一个基督徒不是接受一个新的宗教。
Therefore, we know becoming a Christian is not to receive a new religion.
成为一个基督徒不是因着你接受一些教条、一些的教义。
It's not because you have received a certain dogmas or creed, then you become a Christian.
也不是因为你接受了一些的遵守一些的宗教的一个礼仪。
Nor is it because you have obeyed certain religious rituals.
或是说你参加一些基督教活动，你就成为一个基督徒。
Or you attended certain Christian activities, then you're called a Christian.
甚至也不是因为你多多少少好像符合基督教所规定你该有过着某一种生活的一个形式。
It's not even you lived a certain manner of life that seemed to accord with what a Christian is supposed to do.
都不是因着这些原因使人成为一个基督徒。
It's none of these reasons that makes a man a Christian.
因为信基督的人不是信一个基督教。
Because he who believes in Christ does not believe in a religion.
或说所谓基督教也不是一个宗教。
Even Christianity should not be a religion.
我们从保罗身上，我想保罗他是一个非常典型的一个基督徒。
Now, Paul is a very typical Christian.
我想从保罗得救和他以后生活呢，都成为一个很典型的基督徒的一个情形。
Therefore, I think that the conversion of Paul and his manner of life should be the typical examples for Christians.
我们看见保罗，他成为基督徒之前，他被称为扫罗。
Paul, before he became a Christian, was called Saul.
他有一个很好的一个宗教信仰。
He had a wonderful religious belief.
他信犹太教。
He believed in Judaism.
当时犹太教是有最好的一个宗教。
And Judaism is considered the best religion in those days.
他有非常好的教义。
He had a very good doctrine.
并且他有非常完全的一个宗教礼仪的仪式。
And he possessed the whole set of religious rituals.
并且我们看见扫罗这个人，他在犹太教里面也他有非常好的一个发展前途。
And in Judaism, we see Saul really having a bright future.
他不需要改信所谓的一个基督教，当时没有基督教这个名词。
He really didn't have to be converted to Christianity. Of course, there was not such a term then.
若是他当时要改接受另外一个宗教的话。
If he wanted to receive another religion, then,
或是说他当时若是要 接受所谓基督教的话，
or suppose he wanted to receive this, accept this Christianity,
他反而要受了很大的逼迫。
He would actually be greatly persecuted.
我想没有人会做这样的拣选。
And nobody would make such a choice.
他原来在他接受那个宗教犹太教里面，他是非常好有很好一个前途的一个人。
Because in the Judaism that he believed, he really had such a great, wonderful future waiting for him.
他怎么会改信另外一个宗教呢？
Why would he bother to believe in another religion?
因为他信另外一个宗教的话，他带来有一个生命危险。
Once he was converted to another religion, that would cause some even risk his life.
这个宗教不会带给他许多好处。
Because this religion would never bring him any good.
我们知道今天有许多说，有时候人要接受另外新宗教，说因为那个新的宗教会带给他许多好处。
Today, sometimes we want to receive another religion because we suppose that religion would bring us some good benefits.
所以他就接受另外一个新的宗教。
Therefore, people would receive another religion.
正如在大概第四世纪的时候，罗马皇帝金斯坎丁信了基督教以后，
just as in 4th century the emperor Constantine accepted Christianity,
成为罗马的一个国教。
So Christianity has become a national religion.
许多人就踊跃的要加入基督教里面。
So many people were so zealous of trying to get into that.
因为那时候你都是 皇帝都当都信基督教，你都是教基督教的话，那你会带给你很多好处。
Because the emperor was a Christian, so if you join that religion, that would certainly bring you many, many good benefits.
但是保罗当时不是这样子。
However, this was not so with Paul.
他若是放弃犹太教去接受所谓基督教的话，他是带来极大的一个逼迫的。
If he gave up on Judaism but embraced Christianity, this would only cause a lot of persecution for him.
所以成为了基督徒不是因着人接受新的一个宗教。
So to become a Christian does not mean you receive a new religion.
成为基督徒也不是因为加入一个团体，所谓的被称为教会的这样一个团体。
Nor becoming a Christian is joining an institution called the church.
我们若是对真理有比较更清楚的认识的话，
If we have a more clear understanding of the Bible,
就知道没有所谓加入教会这件事情。
You will know there is no such a thing as joining a church.
人不可能加入教会的。
Man can never be joined to a church.
甚至也不可能借着一个所谓宗教仪式受浸加入教会。
Nor can man join a church through some religious ritual such as a baptism.
不可能借着某一种宗教仪式成为教会的一个肢体，一个成员。
You will never become a member of the church simply through some religious ritual.
我们知道成为教会的一个肢体只有一件事情，乃是借着生命。
And we know to become a member of the church of the body of Christ can only be done through one thing, that is through life.
就像我们身上的肢体都是从生命里面长出来的。
Just like every member of our body comes out of life.
不是从外面加上去的。
It's not outwardly being added to your body.
所以当人在那受浸归在主名下的时候，
So when a person is being baptized to come in the name of the Lord.
那是在那里见证一件事情。
That person only testifies of one thing.
见证已经发生在我身上一件的事实。
To testify of one thing which has already happened in him.
说明已经在我身上已经继承的事实。
Manifesting one done deal, some fact which has already happened.
我是已经在教会里面成为教会的一个肢体。
That I have already been in the church, a member of it.
他之所以能够成为教会的一个肢体，不是借着加入的。
And the reason a person can become a member of the church is not because he joined that.
而是借着一个生命。
But through the life.
所以我们可以看见，成为一个基督徒不是借着一个加入所谓的教会而。
So now we know that to become a Christian is not done through the fact you're joining a church.
那从正面来看，怎样成为一个基督徒呢？
Let's now consider more positively as to how to become a Christian.
我们刚刚说到保罗，他是一个非常典型的一个基督徒。
We just mentioned that Paul is a typical Christian.
从他的得救经历，从他以后生活的一个表现。
From his experience of conversion and from His manner of life later on.
那就是新约圣经让我们所看见的基督徒的一个意义。
They all show us the very meaning as the Old New Testament shows us. What is the meaning of?
我们不一定像保罗得救的那种方式。
Maybe we will never be saved as Paul was.
我们不需要像保罗那一天，好像在大马色路上有大光照他，然后就扑倒在地。
Nor would be like Paul on that very day that on the way to Damascus when the great light shone on him and then he fell on the ground.
但是保罗成为一个基督徒的那个经历，那个原则，跟我们今天来说应该是一样的。
But the very principle of Paul's conversion as a Christian should be the same today to all of us.
那么保罗他怎样成为一个基督徒呢？
Then how did Paul become a Christian?
当那一天他行走在往大马色路上行走的时候，
On that day as he journeyed on the way to Damascus,
那一天天上有大光照了他，他扑倒在地。
On that day, a great light shone on him, and he fell to the ground.
天上有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
And there is a voice from heaven saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
然后有回答声音说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And the voice answered that, "I am Jesus you're persecuting."
那一天，保罗发现了一个事实。
On that day, Paul discovered one fact.
耶稣是活着。
That Jesus lived.
他在那里面经历到一件事实，耶稣是活的耶稣。
In which Paul experienced the very fact that Jesus is living.
是一个活的人。
a living being.
因为那天耶稣向他说话说，你为什么烧烧？为什么逼迫我？
On that day, Jesus said to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
后来我们看见他在犹太人在控告他的时候。
Later on, we see as the Jews accused Paul.
他们把他带到罗马刑务菲斯都面前。
They brought Paul to the governor Festus.
当菲斯都在询问的时候，他告诉那个罗马皇帝亚西帕王说，他们所争论不过是一些他们宗教的一些事情。
So the governor Festus told the king Agrippa, who's a ruler under the Roman Empire, saying that what they were disputing about was just something about religion.
这个人没有做什么恶事。
This person has never done anything.
不过有一个人名叫耶稣。
They were arguing about one person named Jesus.
是已经死了。
He was dead.
但是保罗却说他是活着。
But Paul insisted he is alive.
保罗说他是活着。
Paul said he is alive.
人说耶稣死了，保罗说他是活着。
Other people say Jesus is dead, but Paul said he is alive.
这就是保罗他成为基督徒开头的一个经历。
And this is the beginning experience at Paul's conversion.
所以成为一个基督徒不是相信历史上的一个耶稣。
So to become a Christian is not believing in a historical Jesus.
当然我们也相信主耶稣曾经活在这个地上。
Of course we believe that Jesus once lived.
但是只相信历史上的耶稣不能够叫人成为一个基督徒。
But believing a historical Jesus will never make you a Christian.
今天也许多人相信历史上的确有耶稣这么一个人。
So many people today do believe that in history Jesus once lived.
他们认为他是一个好人，他是一个教师。
They believe he is such a good person, a good teacher.
他们认为他是一个基督教的一个创始者。
He's the very founder of Christianity.
但是保罗那一天他所相信耶稣不是一个历史上的一个耶稣。
But the Jesus on that day Paul believed is not historical Jesus.
他所相信乃是一个活着一个耶稣。
The very one Paul believed is the living Jesus.
这个经历就叫保罗成为一个基督徒。
And this very experience made Paul a Christian.
这个里面的经历是一个很个人的一个主观的一个经历。
This inner experience is something very personal and subjective.
我们看见那天有许多人和保罗同行。
Because on that day there were so many people walking with Paul.
但是只有保罗一个人听见耶稣向他说话。
But only Paul.Him alone heard the voice that Jesus said.
因着那个经历，保罗就成为一个基督徒。
And because of that experience, Paul became a Christian.
所以什么是一个基督徒呢？
So what is a Christian?
是一个人有一天在他生命里面遇见了这个活的主。
That is the person one day in his life meeting with this living Lord.
他在生命的里面，他经历到一件事实，原来耶稣是一个活的人。
In his life, he experienced one thing that Jesus is alive.
这就是他的见证。
And this is his testimony.
所以什么是一个基督徒呢？
So what is a Christian?
基督徒呢是见证耶稣今天是仍然是活着。
A Christian simply testifies the fact that Jesus today still
lives. 所以我们刚刚唱的诗歌说主活主活。
Therefore the hymn we just sang, he lives, he lives.
无论人如何说，
No matter what people may say,
不管你人怎么去看主耶稣是怎样一个人物，
No matter what other people's view of Jesus,
但是对着一个基督徒来说，他知道今天是主是活在他里面。
But to a Christian, he knows that today Jesus lives within him.
因为他在他生命的经历里面，他曾经有一天有一个时候，他碰见了这个活的主。
Because in his life experience, on a certain day, at a certain moment, he simply met this living Jesus.
他发现原来耶稣不是历史上的一个耶稣而已。
He knows that this Jesus is not a historical Jesus.
原来他是一个活的人，活的耶稣。
But he is living, the living Jesus.
这个就叫一个人就成为一个基督徒。
And this makes the person a Christian.
我想一个真正基督徒的，成为一个真正基督徒的人，他应该都有这样的经历。
A person who has become a true Christian should have the same experience.
除非有一天你发现耶稣是活的。
Unless the very day that you realize that Jesus is alive.
你才是一个基督徒。
Then it could be possible that you become a Christian. Or you could become a true Christian.
这是第一个。
Now, this is the first aspect.
第二方面，当保罗在那天的经历里面，他还说了什么话？
Now, the second thing, in Paul's experience on that day, what else did Paul say?
当保罗得救的时候，他头一句话，或甚至说头一个字。
The very moment Paul believed, the very first word that Paul uttered,
主啊
is Lord.
在这里讲到一个成为一个基督徒是什么呢
So what is a Christian?
他和这个耶稣之间有一个新的关系
That is now a new relationship formed between him and Jesus.
当保罗他发现耶稣是活着的时候
When Paul realized Jesus lived.
当他得救的时候
At his conversion.
他头一句话他在那里承认耶稣是主
The first statement he made was that he confessed the fact Jesus was the Lord.
我们知道保罗从前他所行的每一件事情
We know that everything Paul had ever done.
他生活的每一部分
Every part of his life.
他是主。他是主。保罗是主。自己是主。
Paul was his own Lord.
他做任何事情他可以自己做决定。
Because Paul could make any decision on anything he wanted to do.
他要往哪里去他可以自己做决定。
He made his choice wherever he wanted to go.
甚至当他在那里逼迫那些信主的人的时候。
Even while he was persecuting those who believed in the Lord.
他还以为他在那里侍奉神。
He even thought he was actually serving God.
没有想到他最后他发现原来他所想的那个结果和他所想象是完全不一样。
But in the end, he realized that what he had done was so much different from what he had thought.
现在保罗发现原来耶稣是一个活的。
Now Paul realized that Jesus is living.
他知道在这里耶稣是主。
He knew right then that Jesus was Lord.
从今以后只有主才能管理他的一生。
And from then on, only the Lord had control over everything.
所以我们看见以后保罗他整个基督徒的生活呢，就是主在管理他。
So we see that from now on, Paul's every aspect of Christian life is the lordship of Jesus.
保罗以后的基督徒的生活一再来说明一个事实：耶稣是主。
And from Paul's later life experience, it a time again simply manifested one fact that the Lord Jesus is the Lord.
基督徒身上应该有一个记号。
So, our brothers and sisters, Christians should have a mark in
them
that Jesus is the Lord.
他和这个活的耶稣有一个新的关系。
This Christian should have a new relationship with this Lord.
耶稣是主。
That Jesus is the Lord.
他是他生命的主。
Jesus is his Lord of life.
这是基督徒身上所表明出来的第二个特点。
This should be the second feature manifested in a Christian life.
然后保罗底下继续说。
And then Paul continued to say.
他说主啊我当做什么。
Lord, what should I do?
保罗说我当做什么时候这是什么意思。
What does Paul mean when he said, What should I do?
那就是说好有一些主要他所做的事情他必须去做。
It simply said there are certain things that the Lord wants him to do and those things he needs to do.
因为他知道主耶稣是他的主。
Because he knew that Jesus was his Lord.
所以主人吩咐他去做一些事情的时候他应该照主的意思去做。
So he was supposedly follow the commandments that the Lord would impose on him.
那么谁能够做主的事情呢
Then who is able to do the works of the Lord?
或者谁能够做主的工神的工呢
Or to say who can actually work the work of God.
弟兄姊妹只有基督自己能够做成他的工。
Brothers and sisters, only Christ who can work his own work.
谁能够过一个基督徒的生活呢
Who can ever live a Christian life?
只有基督自己才能过这样的生活。
Only Christ enables him to live such a life.
所以在这里让我们看见一个事实。
So here it shows a fact.
怎样成为一个基督徒呢
？That is how to become a Christian.
还是基督住在他里面。
It is through the indwelling Christ.
而是基督成为他的生命。
It is when Christ has become his life.
所以当保罗说主啊，当做什么时候，不是保罗能够做什么。
So when Paul said, Lord, 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 what shall I do? It's not that Paul could do anything.
不是保罗能够满足主的要求需要。
It's not that Paul could satisfy the Lord's need.
只有里面那个基督才能够满足神的需要。
Only the inner Christ who could gratify the Lord.
只有里面那个基督的生命才能过一个讨神欢喜的一个生活。
Only through the inner Christian life that could Christians live a life pleasing to His God.
用着新约的话来说，这个就是一个重生。
Now, in terms of New Testament, it's called born again.
当一个人重生的时候，那就是基督内住在他里面。
When a person is born again, that's the very time when Jesus Christ indwells in him.
那是借圣灵住在相信他、相信耶稣的人的里面。
It is through the Holy Spirit Christ lives in everyone who believes in Jesus.
所以当什么怎样成为个基督徒呢
？So how can we become a Christian？
那是有一天基督进到你的里面，进到我里面，那就是成为个基督徒。
That's when the one day Jesus Christ comes into your heart. That's the day when you become a Christian.
我们诗本有一首诗歌。
In our hymnal, there is a hymn.
我一直在找在哪一首，一直找不到。刚问了几个弟兄，他们也帮我翻了一下，都翻不到。
I couldn't identify the number, but and I just asked other brothers, and still they couldn't find it.
那首诗歌里面有这样的话。
And in that hymn, it says,
他说基督生在伯利恒千趟一千次。
Even Christ were born in Bethlehem 1,000 times.
若不生在你的心中呢，救恩与你无成。
But if he were not born in your heart, the salvation had no part with you.
基督可以重复了出生在伯利恒千次万次。
Yes, Jesus could be born thousands and tens of thousands of times at Bethlehem.
但是若是基督不生在你我的心中，救恩与我就没有份。
But if he were not born into your and my heart, then this salvation had nothing to do with us.
除非有一天基督生在我们里面。
Unless one day Jesus is born in your heart.
我们就成为一个基督徒。
Then we become a Christian.
因为在那个时候我们就重生得救。
Because at that time, we are born again and we're saved.
我们看今天马上来，12月底马上来到有个所谓的圣诞节。
Now, as we come to the end of December, we will soon encounter this Christmas.
许多人在那庆祝圣诞节，庆祝耶稣的降生。
And so many people are celebrating Christmas, celebrating His birth.
但我们知道这不是圣经的教训。
Of course, we know this is not a biblical teaching.
人可以一再每年在那庆祝圣诞节，庆祝圣诞节。
Yes, man could celebrate Christmas year by, through, by year.
若是他们所庆祝的那位耶稣，那位基督不曾经生在他们的心中。
But this Jesus Christ they celebrate for has never been born in their heart.
那些庆祝对他们来说一点意义都没有。
The celebration simply is meaningless to them.
所以有一天基督生在他们里面。
Unless one day this Jesus is born in their heart.
那外面这个节日对他们来说才有真正的意义。
Only so then our celebration, the feast would have any meaning.
为什么今天在基督教里面，常常若是弟兄姊妹有时候接触一些，你就知道，好像被分了所谓的重生的基督徒跟没有重生的基督徒。
Why is today in Christianity you could see there is a distinction between born again and non-born again?
为什么还要称为重生不重生的基督徒？基督徒一定是重生的。
Why is it they would say there are Christians not being born again or others have been born again?
因为今天许多所谓自称为是基督徒的人，或是别人称你是基督徒的人。
Shouldn't a Christian being born again? That's because today somebody who profess to be a Christian or being called by others a Christian.
他还没有重生。
Is actually not being born again.
我记得我读大学的时候。
I remember when I was in college.
有点事情要去找一个在别的聚会的聚会的一个弟兄。
Now, certain things happened, so I tried to consult with a brother in another congregation.
那个是一个比较年长的弟兄。
An elderly brother.
他见到我的时候，头一句话就问我。
So when he saw me, the very first thing he said.
他说你重生了没有？
Was that, are you born again?
这很奇怪，我当时我在别的弟兄聚会，当时一个基督徒应该是重生的。
And I felt so strange. I have been meeting at other meeting place. Of course, I am a born again Christian.
他还问我说你重生没有
？But he asked me, have you been born again?
因为那个弟兄是在一个非常比较严谨的一个聚会里面。
Because that brother met in a congregation that held strict teaching.
所以他晓得这个道理。
So he understood
有一些被称为基督徒的人，他没有重生。
That some Christians, although being called Christians, have never been born again.
所以也许他认为说，你在别的地方聚会，也许人家叫你是称为你是一个基督徒。
So he thought, although you're meeting at another place and people call you a Christian.
所以他还问我说，你重生没有
？But still, he needed to ask me, have you been born again?
当然我虽然真理不是太懂,
不是懂太多。Although at that time I did not know much of the, about the truth,
但是这一点我稍微还懂一点。
But on that point I did understand it.
我说是我是有重生的机，重生，我已经重生了。
So I told him, yes, I have been born again.
所以怎样成为个基督徒呢?
So how do you become a Christian?
乃是基督有一天住在我里面。
That is when Jesus one day dwells within you.
我就成为个基督徒。
Then you are a Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们今天若是从内心里面是相信耶稣基督,
So brother and sister, if today from your heart you do believe in Jesus,
我们就成为一个基督徒,
then you become a Christian.
不是因着我们参加了一个所谓教会的聚会, 一个加入了所谓的团体, 我们成为一个基督徒。
It's not because you participate in some church activities or you join some institutions.
甚至我们也可以说不是因为你接受圣经的一些教义就成为一个基督徒。
Or even well, we could say this, it's not because you have received some doctrinal teaching that you become a Christian.
不错，我们需要接受圣经里面一些基本的真理。
Indeed, we do need to accept some basic doctrinal teaching in the Bible.
但是在这接受这个真理的背后，有一件事情曾经发生在我们身上。
But behind this, accepting the doctrinal teaching, something has already happened.
是曾经我所经历过的一件事情。
That's something you have already experienced.
我遇见了那活的耶稣。
That is, you've met this living Christ.
我相信是一位活的耶稣。
And what I believe is the risen living Christ.
我知道他活在我里面。
I know he lives within my heart.
因为他与我天天交谈, 与我同行。
Because daily he walks with me and talks with me.
这是我们的经历。
And this is our experience.
这是基督徒的一个见证。
And this is the testimony of a Christian.
见证耶稣是活着。
Testifying that Jesus lives.
见证我今天和他有新的关系, 他是主。
Testifying that today I have a new relationship with him, that he is my Lord. Testifying that today the reason I could live a Christian life is because of his indwelling.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们有这样的经历的话,
Brothers and sisters, if we do have this kind of experience,
我们就成为一个基督徒,
then we become Christians.
我也相信每一个在座的基督徒应该都有这样的经历过。
And I believe every Christian sitting here should have the similar experiences.
因为每一个人应该都有一个主观的一个经历。
Because every one of us should have this objective experience.
这个经历让你一生不会忘记。
Which will enable you not to forget it all your life.
虽然我是在一个基督徒的家庭背景长大的。
Although I grew up in a Christian family.
我也受过浸。
And I was baptized.
但是我发觉我基督徒生活好像非常过得不是很好，很正常。
But I realized I did not have a normal Christian living.
直到有一天我上了大学,
Until one day I went to college.
那时候我也是一个人看我是一个基督徒，我自己也认为是一个基督徒。
Although at that time people look at me thinking I'm a Christian, even I myself look at myself thinking I'm a Christian.
我也参加教会的各种聚会。
And I attended all kinds of church activities.
但是我很清楚有一天有一个高年级的同学来弟兄来看我。
But very clearly, I remember that one day, one of the upper classmates came to see me.
我就告诉他我一些生活上的情形。
So I told him about some of my life experiences.
他知道我难处。
And he understood my problem.
然后他就翻一节圣经给我看。
He just turned to a Bible verse.
我记得很清楚的是腓立比书第二章第九、第十节。
Philippians 2 verses 9 and 10, I remember it so vividly.
你们得救乃是本乎恩，也是因着信。
That's Ephesians. Ephesians 2, 9, 10.
第八节。
Verse 8, For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
By grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourself is the gift of God.
因着这句话进到我里面来。
And because of the entrance of this verse into my heart,
这个经历是非常深刻的。
And this experience is so deep.
我发觉我整个重担卸下了。
I realized all my burdens rolled off from me.
许多好像我应该过基督徒生活的很多的情形，好像从我身上都脱落了。
And so many demands that how I should live a Christian life simply rolled off.
我正是说那天遇见了活的耶稣。
On that very day, I met my living Jesus.
所以虽然三十几年过去的话，这一句话一直没有忘记过。
Even though 30 plus years have passed, I still remember this verse.
因为那经历是很实在的，很确实的。
Because that experience was so concrete, so real.
从那一天开始以后，有一段很长的时间，我非常喜的。
And from that day on, for quite a long period of time, I was so joyful.
我去上课的时候都哼着诗歌去上课。
As I went to classes, I was humming along the way.
我知道基督住在我里面。
Because I knew that Jesus lived within me.
我知道一切都是恩典。
And I know everything was by His grace.
不是靠着我能够过一个基督徒的生活。
Not by myself, I could live a Christian life.
我是说能够过一个基督徒的生活是因为基督住在我里面。
The reason I could live a Christian life is simply because Jesus now indwells in me.
所以弟兄姊妹，怎么样成为一个基督徒呢？
So brothers and sisters, how do you become a Christian?
那是有一天基督成为你的住在你的里面，成为你的生命。
That is when one day Jesus indwells you and He has become your life.
所以我们感谢神，今天有八位弟兄姊妹，他们要在这里见证一件事情。
So we really thank God today, and eight brothers and sisters are going to give a testimony.
那是基督耶稣是活着。
Of testifying that Jesus Christ is living.
是在这里承认一件事实。
And confessing one fact.
耶稣是我的主。
That Jesus is my Lord.
在那里要表明一件事情，基督已经住在我里面。
Here they will make known one thing that Jesus has already indwelled us.
用什么？这就是一个基督徒。
So brothers and sisters, these are Christians.
所以我想巴不得我们重新借着神的话，我们来思考。怎样是一个基督徒？
Not only that, through God's word, once again, we reconsider what is a Christian.
我们在这里见证我们耶稣是活的耶稣。
To testify that our Lord is living.
他今天不仅是活在天上，他今天是活在每一个相信他的人心中。
Not only today He lives in heaven, but also He lives in everyone who believes in Him.
他天天带领我们。
And daily He has been leading us.
他天天可以与我们交谈。
Daily He has been talking
with us. 让我们在这样烦乱的世界当中，我们仍然从他得到很多扶持和帮助。
So in such a hectic, chaotic world, we could still be helped and be sustained by Him.
巴不得我们每一个人真是在神恩典里面，我们来过这样一个基督徒的生活。
Only that each one of us in God's grace, we will live such a Christian life.
我们来见证我们主是活的主。
So we could bear witness that our Lord lives.
我们来见证我们主是耶稣是我们生命的主。
To testify that Jesus is the Lord of our life.
我们能够像保罗所说，今天活着不再是我，而是基督活在我里面。
Therefore, we could say just as Paul did that today, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
只有基督的生命才能够过一个基督徒的生活。
Only through Christ's life could a Christian live a Christian life.
巴不得今天借着弟兄姊妹在这里受尽他们的见证呢，把更多荣耀再感谢归给这位拯救我们的主耶稣。
Now, if only today through the testimony of the brothers and sisters at the baptism, that we could give more of the glory and honor to our Lord.
我今天讲到这里，请弟兄他们做结束祷告。
This concludes my sharing, brother. Would you please say a closing prayer?